Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritus Online Network bring you Circle of Mediums on Mike Spirit FM. Join us for healing, tarot readings, and a bit of rock and roll. So let us rock your socks off and show you how it's done. So join the team at Mike Spirits FM, brought to you online from SpiritusOnlineNetwork.com.
Here you've got my friends from the Spiritus Online Network. We've got Melissa, Fairy Mother. We have got Sprinkles. We have got Peg Jones sitting in the background. And we're going to give you a lovely Christmas show today with some brilliant rock and roll Christmas tunes. It's hello to everybody in the chat room. Hi, Demi Fox. We've got guests in there. You need to get your nicknames in if you want a reading, guys. We've got Jane USA. We've got Maria, we've got Melissa, we've got Pat, we've got Rosemary, Sprinkles and Tracy in the chat room. Come on, guys. It's time to rock. It's time to get some mediumship going and time to get some learning done. I'm going to bring in Melissa and I'm going to bring in Sprinkles. How are you doing, girls? And how are you doing, Peg?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
We're doing great, Julie. How are you doing?
I'm running on ether at the moment, guys. So this show is all over to you guys. What you've been doing this week and what's been happening in Spiritus Online Network and Circle of Mediums. Bring us up to date, girl.
Awesome. We've been doing a lot, actually. We have the Lyceum completely open to all members. Normally, the Lyceum is a paid membership. You pay for your membership once a year. In all honesty, though, you get way more out of it than what you actually are paying into it. But for this 2 weeks, our Lyceum is completely open and free to all members. So standard members get to do the paid Lyceum classes. It's been awesome. We've had the end of the world. We've had a fantastic planet lineup. The chart was absolutely beautiful, and I've been focusing a lot on that actually this week, watching it happen. So we've had a lot of really interesting things going on this week, that's for sure. And it's nice to see you all, by the way, since apparently we didn't die yesterday like everybody thought we did. So we'll be celebrating that here this upcoming week for sure.
Excellent. And what you've been doing then, Sprinkles? I know you've got a lot of news for us for the newsletter.
Oh, do we ever. You are not, this is going to be so awesome. Our first Global Circle magazine is coming out, and the content you're going to love and enjoy. And it's going to keep you on the edge of your seat, because we're also going to be putting in there what's coming up for the following month. So make sure you get in and download that Global Circle. And I know you also did the you were on the radio on the Paramania station, and that was absolutely fun. We were with Scott Morrow on the Fearless Ghost Hunter, and it was a joy, and it was so funny too. And it's a great show, and we all had fun on there. Julie had an awesome interview yesterday when she was up on there, and if you're interested, you can download them, and you can also download them on our very own site, Spiritualist Online. And everything is available for you, and it's absolutely free. All those audios are, just download them, and they're yours, and you can go over them. And great, great info on them as well.
Excellent. We've got a lot coming out in that new magazine. It is the Spiritualist Online Network magazine, now known as the Global Circle. It's bringing back one of our other names that we used to use. So we've done it all. We've brought it all back. We've got the Circle of Mediums radio show. We've got the Global Circle magazine coming out. That's going to be available to everybody to download on the website as of January. You can now download November's and December's through the website, or you can contact me for our previous newsletter editions. We've also now got Demisi online. Are you with us, Demisi?
I am, if you can hear me.
Welcome back, darling. Demisi is, of course, the co-owner with Spiritualist Online Network and Circle of Medium. Demisi, what kind of week have you had? I know it's been frustrating getting you into the show this morning.
Good one. It seems like the end of the world didn't happen. It seems like all my friends from the past are coming back. And, yes. So what goes around comes round, and I hope everybody else is having as good a week as I'm having.
Oh, that's great news, great news. Okay, and Peg, welcome, darling. What kind of week have you had?
It's been a great week. My birthday was Monday, and I had an angel circle this week at SAC Online, and I'm hoping to do a class for next week, so that's really all that's been happening.
That's brilliant. So we've all been busy. Things are taking off very well with Circle of Mediums. I've got to say thank you to the listeners. Thank you all. You've been brilliant. We do have a Facebook page that you can all join and keep up with on the date. It's in the information. We will be posting it throughout the show, and also feel free to join the Spiritualist Online Network pages. Both the website at spiritualistonline.com and on our Facebook at Spirit Online in the groups. Now, as you can hear, guys, I'm losing my voice very, very fast. So I'm going to hand you guys over to Demisi, to Sprinkles, to Fairy Mother, and to Peg. And I'm going to say, girls, have a great show. Enjoy.
Thank you, Julie. And we are taking over. Ha, ha, ha. How is everybody in the chat room today? Want to remind all of you guests, if you could register your nicks, either log in, create an account with Blog Talk, or you can log in with Facebook. We will do readings for some of you in the chat if you have a registered nickname, but not as a guest, I'm afraid. So get your registrations, get your nicks up there. We're going to have a really, really good time today, guys. So if we all don't mind, I'd like to get started on the astrology for the end of the world. It was actually absolutely brilliant, guys. If any one of you out there is interested in astrology or charts or anything like that, it was off the hook. And because I'm in Pacific time, so it's so close to Central time, which is where this actual lineup took place, I was able to see just how lined up these planets were. It was beautiful. Every single planet was lined up within a degree of the other planets, and they were all in various signs. Our masculine planets were all in emotional signs, and our emotional planets were all in masculine signs. So what that did for us this week was it created this either we were able to use those two together beautifully to be able to get through this mass energy, or we were struggling with our logic and our emotion. And so for a lot of us, it was more of a struggle with our logic and emotion, making it kind of a difficult week for all of us. But now the sun is out of the very heated Sagittarius, and we're back into Capricorn. Maybe we can get things done now. Actually put some plans into place and get things done. So it was very interesting. And would like to ask, it's interesting to me, see, that you had such a wonderful week, because most of us had a very chaotic, very difficult, very emotional week. Did anybody else have a very difficult week this week? Anybody else have difficulties emotionally, or difficulties where things just weren't necessarily going the way that they were supposed to be going?
Or if anybody started their preparation years ago, because I started mine about 20 years ago for this opening that was happening. And I think it's a result of that, because my energies have been changing slowly, step by step, over the time. So if you've anybody out there got any of those, please post them up and then we can call you in.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a couple here, actually. Crazy weeks, emotionally difficult weeks. And Tracy, for you, of course, it was definitely all of the signs were in Sagittarius and Scorpio, and all of your signs were in there too. So it was a very emotional period for anybody that was in Scorpio and Sagittarius, for sure, or born into those signs. Yes, I'm sorry, Tracy. We should have talked a week ago. I'll remember that for the next time the planets line up like this.
We'll be here then.
Oh, yeah,
I think it'll be a long time away before we have this one again.
Something so perfect. Yes, it was magnificent to look at. If we weren't on the radio, I'd be able to show all you guys, but it was magnificent. Every single planet was lined up within a few degrees of each other in all of these signs on one side of the zodiac. Brilliant. So if you were smart like Demisi and prepared for this a long time ago, Demisi should have talked about this a while ago when she started her preparations.
Oh, I have, but nobody was listening.
Ah, yes. The trials and tribulations of being a medium. We know, we say, but nobody listens. But then again, sometimes we don't listen to ourselves. So, yes, get your cresses ready for Ask a Medium section. We will be having that coming up here pretty soon. Anybody else in the chat room want to share anything about their experiences this week? A lot of us had very emotional, very, very difficult times. And in actuality, it didn't start this week. It's actually been going on for the last month or so. So it has been very difficult. The good news is we're in the clear, and it's going to get a little bit easier from here on out. At least astrologically it will. Let us
guess 5029. Have you got a question, or how did your week go? No.
See, Demisi is working here.
If you'd like to type it up in the chat room, okay, Mary Mother, I'll let you do your reading, darling.
That's okay. Actually, if anybody has any questions, now's the time to put them in the chat room. But you do have to register with a nickname. Unfortunately, we cannot do readings for guests. So if you are a guest in the chat room, please register with a nickname. You can either register via Facebook, log in with Facebook, or one of the other social networks, or you can register with Blog Talk.
Melissa.
Yes, Sprinkles.
Yeah. I'd like to, is it all right if we let the listeners know about what's going on in our main site for our Christmas party, where the members are making their homemade hats, and there will be a drawing for a prezi for the best one. So if you're not a member, get in there now, because we have some awesome prezis for you.
We are auctioning off some fine things there, too, for our Christmas party. We do have our Christmas party going on all through today until Christmas. So we have specials in the chat room. Everything's open to all members. If you aren't a member, sign up. So it's www.spiritualistonline.com so that you can come in and enjoy some of these specials. We've got some astrology specials lined up. And it's a kick, too. Usually I go over the sun signs, but today we're going to go over the sun and moon signs also and see how those two planets work for you individually. We're going to be doing a lot of different specials all day, so you definitely want to get signed up if you aren't signed up at www.spiritualistonline.com right there. Sprinkles has it there in the chat room. We have a couple of questions here. I for Beauty asks, do you see my husband changing jobs in the near future? And Diane also asks, do you see me changing jobs in 2013? Okay, so we got a couple of job questions here, guys. And I do want to say first and foremost that 2012 was a major year of change. I'm not going to say was, we're not done with it yet, but as it was a big year for change with this planet alignment and a lot of different things. We had a lot of changes. Next year, we're going to actually be doing a little bit more of a rest period after this year. But a lot of things will change also. I for Beauty, do I see your husband changing jobs in the near future? What I do see with this one is that he is not happy with the job that he's in right now. He wants to change jobs, but at the same time, there's an inner struggle of, I don't necessarily want to rock the boat because it's steady. So there's kind of an inner argument going on with him. He doesn't want to put the family in danger, but at the same time, he wants something else. What is going to be more comfortable for him is going to present itself within the next 6 months or so. But it is up to him to take that job. We can't make people do what they don't want to do, if that makes sense. As far as Diane, and do you see me changing jobs in 2013? I think I'm going to hand that one over to Sprinkles, if that's okay. Sprinkles?
Yes, that's fine. There is definitely some sort of change taking place because you're very frustrated in the public. In the place that you're at now, or what's going on around you right now. But things are going to be kind of calming down, and you'll have a little bit more choice there. Are you in the area of management? Because what I get here is that this is the person that seems to be very good at managing others, or being a manager or a supervisor, that kind of thing. So, it looks really kind of good, but I think there's some sort of adjustment that you have to make that will come your way. And it may get slow started, but you definitely have the option of it coming out very, very well. Okay, I do see that you will make some sort of change there within the job. Okay, so it looks really, really pretty good.
Thank you, Sprinkles. We have to take a call here because we do have some calls that are waiting, so we need to take a call here. Demisi, would you like to take this call?
I can do. I've got my cards this week, Perrymother.
Okay, we have Carlos on the line coming in here.
Hi, Carlos.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking.
Okay, what is your question, my darling?
Well, I just wanted to see what you see coming up for me.
I'm a medium, my darling, so I don't usually do future, but I've just pulled you a card, and it's the same one that I pulled for somebody else. Sensitivity.
Okay.
So you need to ask the Archangel Haniel if you're finding things difficult right now, to give you the strength and give you the foresight and the wisdom with your own knowledge to be able to look at your past and bring all your decisions making for yourself from looking at the past and what you like to do, what you didn't like to do, and then move yourself forward to where you would like to go in the future. If you do that now, it's my understanding that if we prepare for the future by looking after the now, then things go the right way. And how we do that is look at the past to see what we liked, what we didn't like, what worked, what didn't work, and then take it from there by putting our wishes out into the universe so that it will happen. I'm a great believer in doing that. I hope that's helpful to you, Carlos.
That was really helpful. Thank you.
So it's a A4 sheet of paper. Like what you like, don't like, and then you've got some idea of where you want to go. Otherwise, we just go from one precipice to another. Okay?
Right.
Anybody else got anything for Carlos, or are you... shall we take the next caller?
That was perfect, Demisi, actually. Yes, we do need to take the next caller because we do have some callers lined up. But thank you very much, Carlos, for calling in. I hope that did,
Carlos,
make things a little bit easier for you.
Carlos,
okay,
come
you.
To the website and we can talk to you some more. Okay, darling?
Will do.
It's spiritualistonline.com and sign up. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Demisi, for taking that call. And we have Michelle actually calling in. Peg, would you like to take this reading, this call?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Okay, we have Michelle calling in.
Hello?
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi.
I'm Peg. Do you have a question? I do angel readings, and I'd be glad to pull a card for you.
Do a general. Have a lot
general.
Going on.
Okay. All right, well, let me shuffle and see what we have for you. And the card that I have is Healthy Lifestyle. Archangel Raphael is the angel for this card. And he encourages you to keep, I think that you've been working on living a healthy lifestyle as far as food that you eat and trying to get outside and getting some fresh air, going for walks, and they're encouraging you to continue with this. So I hope that that helps.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle, for calling in. We appreciate it. Okay, we actually are going to be bringing in a song here pretty soon, but I think that we can cover Vivian's question really quick before we bring the song in. And Vivian is having an issue here. She's in the chat room. She's very confused. Now, what I'm being shown with this, Vivian, is that you are really coming into your spirit abilities recently. And she puts an example here. I read a letter a long time ago. When I reread it, it seemed a different letter. I saw the clock at 2200, then I realized it is 2100. I seem to be able to hear things that aren't there, but it is real. Weird dreams. Okay. I just want to let you know, Vivian, that a lot of these things and a lot of your confusion, come to spiritualistonline.com. This is what we do at spiritualistonline.com. We teach you how to develop these gifts that you have. And what is happening with you is that these gifts are starting to sort of come into play. Now, you'll dream about doing something, wake up and do that, and then dream about it the same thing. What your spirit guides are telling you in your dreams is they are giving you, or basically showing you, the path that you need to go on in order to continue your development of your spiritual gifts. One thing that did happen in the last few months, and with this planetary alignment and the fact that our logic and our emotion is all fighting against each other, is a lot of people came to realize that they had these gifts, or a lot of people came to realize that they've had them all along and now are not afraid to jump out and say, hey, guess what? I have these. Now what do I do with them? So one of the things about spiritualistonline.com that is so beautiful is the fact that we teach all of these different aspects of mediumship development, personal development, spiritual development, meditation, how to protect yourself, how to ground, how to do all of these different things, and what these things, these dreams, are meaning to you, if that makes sense. Does that make things a little bit clearer for you, Vivian? Okay, so definitely check out those sites. And like I said, this week, all of our Lyceum classes are wide open. So if you're a standard member, that's a non-paid member, you can come in and you can do the Lyceum classes for this week and just check them out. See how you like them and be able to make a determination at that point if you want to continue further and actually get the membership. Yeah, definitely. It would be a waste. It would be a waste if you didn't check them out now, because they're open and they're free. I hope that helped, Vivian, because I understand your confusion. Anyone that is sitting, any one of us sitting here doing these readings right now, went through this in the beginning parts of our development. So basically, one of the biggest things about spiritualist.com is you learn that you're not alone. There's a lot of us out there. A lot of us out there. Okay, do you have anything to add to that, Demisi?
No, just that it's exactly what I would have said. Is there another caller, or are we up to the music yet?
We are actually getting up to where we need to play our first song here.
Uh-huh.
Our first song on the list, I need to go back to my list, you guys. I'm so sorry. I should have had it right here in front of me. Our first song on the list.
Go Brenda ahead, Lee, me. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, isn't that it?
That is it.
Mistletoe on the way, you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit bring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a little feeling when you hear.
MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, we're back after the song. We are asking you, is there any more readings in the chat here, or if you would like to call in for a reading? You can also call in for a reading as well. But we also have the chat room, and we're doing readings here in the chat room. So does anyone else have any other questions? And until then, I'm going to actually focus a little bit on Vivian, because this is actually a really important part of the development process. But get your questions in while we're doing this. Vivian just put here in the chat room, it's funny that she can remember very, very distant things and almost remember like being born and the thought of what it was like when she was born, as in the confusion, where am I, because she was moved from one place to another. These are, believe it or not, we actually do remember these things. What we do, though, is we sort of bury that in the background, because it's a traumatic experience at times to remember being born. I mean, you know, in all honesty, if you remembered being taken out of a place that was comfortable, where you didn't have to feed yourself and you were warm and you didn't have any gravity, and were pushed into an environment that was completely the opposite, it is the first traumatic thing that we experience in life. Interestingly enough, though, you remember your first reaction, which is, where am I, as in, what am I doing here? Vivian is also the caller in the queue right now, so we're going to bring her in, actually, to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Vivian.
Hello. Hi, how are you doing?
Beautiful. How are you doing?
Well, I'm just confused about my... I always mix the purpose of life with my career. I know it's supposed to be different, but it kind of sucks when I don't really have a thing that I want to focus on. It's more like, even now, the job I'm doing, I do it for the fun of that I can actually bring laughter to people. Like, I know that when I laugh, when I smile, it brings healing to others. I mean, many people have different way of healing. My way of healing would be just, you know, be the entertainer, and that's the thing.
Right. Okay. So you would actually prefer a career where you can use that ability, because that is something that would sort of kind of make your life feel whole, so to speak.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Now let me add a. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was kind of hard for me to find a job that can satisfy. I don't know whether I should be here, there, or there, or what I should do, like business or whatnot. I'm just so confused now.
Okay. Well, I think the confusion lies in what you want to do versus what you should do, my darling. What we're brought up to get a good job, educate ourselves, make lots of money, and that our happiness lies in the fact that we have lots of money. And there's a lot of us that do that, and then realize that we're not very happy like that. We may have all this money, we have all this big house, we have everything that we said we wanted, but there's still something missing in our lives, because we didn't incorporate what we love to do with what we need to do, if that makes any sense. So
yeah, it makes sense, but it was like when I try to teach, I have no idea what to teach. It's almost like every time I slip something insightful is when I engage people in conversation. So to be someone that who teach, I have to somehow get a real one-to-one person other than having a big class. It doesn't really work for me to have a big group of people there.
Well, and in some cases, you kind of have to work up to that. When I started teaching, I had to start on a one-on-one individual level before I moved up to being able to teach large groups of people the same thing. And part of the spiritual development is development of self, learning to let go of those fears that have a tendency to kind of hold us back. So a couple of things for you is, one, you have to kind of sort of make a decision over whether or not you want to do what you love or do what you have to do. Or can you combine those two things together? We can't always do what we love for a job right away, but we can do what we need to do and work towards the goal of doing what we love, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that what I'm actually shown for you as well is the fact that oftentimes you have other things in your life too, other responsibilities that need to be taken care of, not just yourself. So this has to do a lot with what you need to do versus what you love to do as well. Do what you love to do when you can, and do what you need to do when you have to. And balance those two things out as much as you can, and work towards doing what you absolutely love to do. And I also have Sprinkles here, and she has something to add to this as well.
Hi. What I get around you is that you've been down in a rut for a little bit here, and you're looking to dig your way out. So I do feel that you're going to be moving up on this ladder here. You're reading a lot of books, aren't you?
Huh? Can you say that again?
You are reading a lot of books?
Sorry.
Are you reading a lot of books, hon?
Am I reading lots of books? I am actually using more, not books, it was just, you know, maybe online thing that I look at.
Okay. I do feel that you need to be patient with things, and also know that with your sharing, there's a lot of competition out there. At least that's what you're thinking. But I want you to know, or else I'm being told to let you know, that even though there are many in the field, you are very unique. So you should apply that in what you're seeking for in regards to any kind of employment, because what you do is unique and individual. Okay, not everybody does things the same way. Even though they're grouped into a certain classification, they are also so very individual, and that's what makes it unique, especially when we're out there trying to be of help with everyone and making them feel a little better with what's going on in their lives. I also feel that you're having, the number 10 is very strong around you, so I don't know if it's the month of October, or it's going to be 10 weeks, or the number 10 in the month. But 10 is very strong, and it shows a lot of changes for you. And I do feel that they're going to be better. But you also need to do some studying. Okay, that's what I have for you, and I thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you. That's very nice idea.
Thank you, Vivian, for calling into the show. We appreciate it. And thank you very much for bringing up those questions, because those are all very important questions that, believe it or not, a lot of people are afraid to ask. So thank you very much for bringing those up.
Can I just come in here now?
Absolutely, Demisi.
Vivian?
Yes? Hi.
What I said to Carlos earlier, do the same thing yourself. Look at what you like to do and put all those things on one side of an A4. And then look at all the things that you'd rather not do and put those all on the other side of the A4.
I've got too many things that I want to do. I was like, it's always people ask me, like, do less and focus more. And I just have tendency to have lots of interest and
That's fine, because I do exactly the same. It will take you time, but you will narrow it down to what you want to do, because what you're saying now is you're learning a lot of things from different things. And you're learning from all over the place, which is exactly what I am like. I have my head in the clouds more often than not. And it's because I'm considering all sorts of things, because it's fascinating. So there are many jobs that you could do to earn yourself some money to be able to survive, because that's really all you need to do, and then be happy. And how you can do this is look at all the things that you can do, all the things you like to do, and then go have a search around all the jobs that are vacant on everywhere, on the internet, in your papers, in your paper shops, wherever. And then go and do each of those, because you'll be surprised. The job that you thought is, don't want to do that, is the one that gave you the best job. For instance, my employers at one place I was at wanted to punish me. So they punished me. And what they did was they ungagged me, because I was able to go right round the workforce and I was able to speak to absolutely everybody on the workforce. Well, I was a shop steward at the time. And so I was able to pass the word round to everybody. So, you see, my employers thought they were disciplining me.
Actually, I feel those kind of thing with my parents and previous bosses. And so, I feel like, wow, I'm so thankful now. Back then, I felt like it was like, oh, boy.
Right, so just do it, okay?
We've got
another caller now, darling. Yeah. So if you want to come and join the website, do come and talk to us, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm filling out the form right now.
Okay,
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, I think we've got the next caller is Tina.
How are you?
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
What kind of reading do you want, darling?
I was wondering if there's anything you can give me on my husband. He was tragically killed on November 8th.
Okay.
And it was very sudden.
Okay, so we're very sorry for you and your loss, and I'm sure we're sending the love and the healing to you to help you to learn to live in this world. Peg, would you like to take this one?
It's okay. I will go ahead and take this call, Demisi.
Okay.
Hi there, Tina. I'm very sorry, very, very sorry to hear of your loss. That is
Thank you.
Especially in a love match, that is a very traumatic thing. It was sudden, like you said. It wasn't something that that was planned. I'm shown that he was literally yanked out of life, so to speak. This wasn't something that you guys saw coming. Okay. There's a couple of things that I'm being shown with him. One is that this gentleman, I just want to make sure I'm picking up on the right gentleman. This gentleman was very, how do I want to put this? I don't want to say lumberjackish, but he was a man's man. Right. I mean, he was a manly man. He was good with his hands and fixing things and building things and such. And he was a very analytical man. But at the same time, with you personally, is where he showed his softer side. He didn't show it with everybody, but there was very few people that he did, and you were one of those people.
Yes.
He wants you to know, without a doubt, because sometimes his personality was a little coarse. And sometimes he had a hard time showing that love or that compassion, even though you knew that it was there. He wants you to know that absolutely he loved you and you only. This man was a very, I'm shown he was not one to cheat, not one to stray, or even really look a whole lot of times, especially later on in life. And he's showing me this. He wants to reiterate that with you. He wants you to know that he's not gone. He's very much with you. There's times he's showing me where you're grieving and you're very upset, and he has his hands on your shoulders, very much kind of petting your hair and sort of petting your hair back and running his fingers through your hair, that's him telling you that he is there. He's there comforting you. You may not be able to see him, but he is very much there comforting you. And he's also going to be one of your protector guides, watching out for you, just like he did in life, because he seemed to be that kind of a man. This is my woman, and I have to protect her kind of mentality. It is the same in spirit. Absolutely. Right. So even though he's not physically there, he's still very much around you. And he's not going anywhere, my dear. He's going to stay around you. He was a very loyal man in life, and he will continue to be so in spirit as well.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I hope that has helped at least open the door a little bit to be able to feel his energy around you. It's very much there. And I'm also shown really quick that you guys had a sense of humor with certain things together that was abnormal from other people's.
Yes.
And so when you hear him laugh, when you see something that you know that only he and you would get a kick out of, that is him laughing. It's not necessarily just your memory of his laugh. That is him laughing right along with you also.
Oh, great, great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling into the show.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we want to make sure to definitely send Tina, all of us that can, send her a lot of unconditional love and healing. That is a very difficult thing to go through in life, unfortunately. Okay, do we have any more questions in the chat room?
Tina, if you want to come into the chat room at the end of this radio call, we'll be doing a healing session. And you'd be most welcome, darling. It's the weekly healing group after this session.
Okay, yes, absolutely. And it's on spiritualistonline.com. And her healing session is right after the show. So it'll be in the chat rooms. We actually do have another caller right now. So we're going to go ahead and bring that caller in. I don't think I have a name for the caller. Okay, maybe not. Maybe I'm confused. That's it. Okay, we're going to go back to the chat room here.
I think we've got to go to another song.
Oh, yes, we are just about to go to another song, aren't you? Oh, we're getting the name. We do have another caller. We're getting a name right now, so we'll give it a second here. And he'll let us know when we're ready to go.
Okay. It is one of the things that I find.
Hello, ladies.
Ah, okay.
Hello, Sharon. How are you?
Hi. Fine, thank you. I had a question about January. Do you see... I've got several important business-related meetings, incredibly important, and I wonder if you saw increased money work as a result of this meeting.
Increased work for sure, yes. Money is going to come in time. I'm not showing a huge increase right away, if that makes sense. So with that said, but yes, there is going to be an increase of work. This is what I'm shown about for January for you. January is going to be the foundation of something big for you. If you choose to keep going with it, it is going to work out beautifully. So basically everything that's going on in January is going to shape the path to something it's going to be fantastic for you. I do see a lot more money coming in your future. Definitely see you with more money at this time next year than you are making now, if that makes sense. But like I said, it's not going to be a huge spike right away, but you are definitely in laying down the groundwork for what is to come for sure. You're on the right track with what you're doing. I mean, even shown thumbs up, a bunch of thumbs up over and over and over again. So the spirits are saying, yes, 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 go, go, go.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Does anybody else want to actually add to that? I'm getting the feeling that somebody else might have something for that also. One of our other readers here on.
Yes, I have something.
I knew it, Sprinkles.
Okay. Well, I feel that there's a lot of happiness going around you there. It looks as though there is. You got to watch the finances. There's money coming in, but you're also building up your debt. So you really have to kind of be careful there. Make sure you get only as much as you can handle as far as the debt can go, because it's going to get caused a delay if you do not watch your finances. So right now it's really pretty good. And you've already went way too far in debt right now. So I would say be very careful. If you don't have it to cover it when the bill is due, please take care. And get organized, hon. You need to get organized. There's some organization that is in desperate need there. And what you're looking to find is there. It's just a matter of seeing it and going for it. Because I do believe it's going to come up, and this is especially around business area. So I do hope that's of help to you, and I thank you for allowing me to share with you.
Thank you. So the main idea was watch the debt?
Yes.
Wow, that's scary.
Don't overdo it. Stay within your budget, hon.
Okay.
Don't count your chickens before they're hatched, basically.
Exactly.
Yes, basically.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Sharon, for calling in. We actually have we have another caller here waiting, and then we have to go to a song break. But thank you very much, Sharon, for calling in.
Thank you very, very much.
And we have one more caller before we break to song here. We have Kelly coming on.
Hi there.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I have a question in regards to I'm definitely feeling my abilities, my intuition, all of that accelerating. Now what? My question is, am I going to do something with this? What's going on? In other words, where is it leading me to? There's such a destiny that I feel it's strong, but I don't know what the heck it is. I'm getting it through dreams. I'm getting it through all kinds of avenues. So what am I supposed to do with this? Where is it leading me?
Well, that's a personal choice that we all make. The truth is that we all have six senses. Whether we choose to believe that we have them or not, we all have six senses, and that sixth sense is our intuition. And the intuition is what guides us. Now, if you're starting to get messages and you've realized that all of a sudden these things are happening and you're getting dreams, you're seeing messages in dreams, and I have to say that dreams are the easiest way for our guides to contact us, because we're already in that sort of higher self mode at that time when we're dreaming. So if you're having dreams and you're starting to see these messages, your question is, where do you go from here? Develop them. That would be my answer to that question. Develop them. Learn how to use them. This sixth sense, this intuition sense, whether you decide to become a medium and help other people, or whether you decide to just use this intuition to help guide yourself on your own path, either way, it's beneficial. For me, it's kept me from getting hurt a couple of times because I, you know, maybe climbed on something that I shouldn't have and was told that I was going to fall. And when I did fall, I was prepared for it versus falling and getting hurt. It helps with little things like that. It helps when you're making a business deal and you're meeting a new business partner and your intuition says, this guy's a cheater and he's going to take all my money. If you listen to that little voice that says, this man's a cheater and he's going to take all of my money, and you trust it, you walk away from the man. And then you find out later on that, say, your friend decided to go and do the same business deal with him, and as it happened, the man's a cheater and he took all of his money. So spiritualistonline.com, again, this is what we do. We teach everyone to learn, or we teach everyone to develop that sixth sense, that intuition, those psychic abilities, so to speak. And whether you choose to use them for yourself or you choose to use them to help other people who don't see as clearly, see and confirm their path and where they're going is entirely up to you later. But there are a lot of us that start out saying we're only going to use our gifts for ourselves and find out that it's so much fun, actually, so much fun to help other people develop their gifts and also to help people confirm what they need to do on their paths as well. And I'm actually going to ask Demisi if she has anything to add to that also. I was using my mediumship there.
You heard.
I heard you.
And this is the other side of it, Kelly, my darling, is that you can connect with people in a much different way, and it's fun. And when you've learned how to pull all of these together, because as Melissa was saying, you've got the six senses, and when you've learned how to use all your six senses together, and then you've learned how to connect in all the ways possible to everything around you, it makes life, instead of having fish and chips from the local takeaway store and you don't know what's in it, it makes it that you've got the full smorgasbord of life and you can pick and choose and walk in happiness in the way that you want to walk. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. And so at the moment, where you are at the moment is you're just at the dreams, or are you at the bit where your friend is going to phone you, or you have a thought about your friend and then about 10, 15 minutes later your friend phones you?
Much more than that.
Yeah.
No. Yes. Exactly. Yes. It's much more than that. There's something happening, and that's why I was calling, because it's not before
me. Lots of us are going to feel this opening, because that's what's been happening over the last 20 years. We've slowly been being opened and slowly being shown that these gifts are natural. That's the main thing to understand, that they are natural. They're not gifts. Well, they are gifts, but they are natural. And up until now, only a few people have been able to know how to use them. And what we teach is how you can use your way for yourself and for others in the best way possible. So go and tell me where you are at the moment then.
Well, where I am is I already participate in some groups that were accelerating I don't know how to even use it, but we are accelerating in wherever we're going, and we're supporting each other for doing so. It is going to be doing something with helping people. I'm not trying to become more intuitive for my own needs. It's for others. There's no question. But
they both go together.
Well, yes, of course. You know, you have it. It's like if you have a pencil, you can write to somebody else or write to yourself. I understand that. But the point is that I was just interested in if you guys got any feeling of the direction for which it's going for myself, because I don't know if I'm going to – there's – where it's going. I know there's definitely a direction. I'm getting, you know, images, I'm getting, and all that. But I was curious to see, is it going to be for a way to, for income, or is it going to be, is it going to stay in my locale, or am I going to move away and do this?
Okay. It's freedom of choice, darling. Your own freedom. I suggest you sit down, and if you know your guides, sit and talk to them and ask them which way you want to go forward with this and where you want to take it. So,
that's what this call is for, to ask you guys what feelings you got.
Well, the thing is, darling, the guides will not tell until you say what you want. there are all the possibilities, and you've just named them.
Okay.
So now, do you know how to contact your guides?
Yes, they're with me all the time.
Right. Then keep a logbook.
Uh-huh.
Sit and meditate.
Uh-huh.
And keep a record. Don't look at it. Write down your first thoughts when you come out of your meditation. And leave it alone. Date it. Leave it alone for about a week, fortnight, a month. And then you will see that there will be a pattern. And also go with what gives you joy. Because what gives you joy is what gives you the thing.
Okay.
And I do meditation classes. Peg does working with angels and how to contact through the angels and the joy. And Sprinkles does palm reading, and she's full of all sorts of other things that she can do. So just give us a look and see if up until the 17th of January you can come and join a group and see if you like us, and then decide whether you're going to join us or not. We have cycles of 6 weeks at a time. Classes, and then we probably have about 3-4 weeks off, and then we do them again, but on a different level. So come in and see, and have a look on our main page, and have a look at the diary and see what classes are running, and join us, darling.
Okay, thank you very much. You have a great holiday.
Okay, darling, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Demisi. And now I think we need to go to our second song of the show, which is the Ronettes' Sleigh Ride.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we're back after that lovely song. And yes, Demisi here, Rosemary, did type in the chat. We do have a challenge at the end of the show. So keep in mind what the songs are. We are going to ask you which is the youngest song. So which song came out after all of the other songs? And the winner will win a free reading from one of us that are reading today. Okay. So we're going to get on to a topic here about spiritual development. And that last caller, I do want to add a little something really quick with that last caller, because she was specifically asking not how to develop, but where to go from here. And this is as Demisi was saying, it is most definitely something that everybody kind of has to sort of make that decision on their own. But at the same time, oftentimes those decisions change as we go. So in one instance, if we were to let her know, hey, yes, you're going to be a famous medium and you're going to be on TV and you're going to be like that Long Island medium lady, she could actually in turn say, I don't want to do that, and go and do something that's actually maybe a little bit more local or something like that. We're going to get back to questions now here in the chat room. And I'm sorry, guys, if you typed in a question before, if you could please retype it, because there's been a lot of type chat going on. And so I've lost a few of the old questions here. Tigger's Mama, I have to ask why this question sounds familiar to me, because it's almost as if I've seen it before outside of today, if that makes sense. Did you ask this question on a different show? This was a gentleman that moved away, right, from one end of the country to another end of the country. If that makes sense, he moved from east to west or west to east. Yes, is this the same one here? This is what I'm being shown, right? Now, so you still haven't heard from the gentleman, because I think the last time you were waiting to hear from him. Okay, does that make sense? Okay, all right. So here's the thing with mediumship, and when we're talking about what do you see going on with somebody else, okay? A good medium is not necessarily going to look completely at somebody else without their permission. We can't do that. What I can say is that what spirit is giving me about this person is there's a lot of influence around them, and a lot of it's personal, a lot of it's outside, a lot of it's confusing. So in terms of this gentleman, there's not a whole lot that I can tell you at this point, or maybe not a whole lot that we haven't already told you about this person, if that makes sense. So and yes, Sprinkles, it can be an invasion of privacy. For you personally, though, I do believe that at that time I was shown he would get a hold of you, but there needs to be some patience on your end. Give some space. I keep saying the words give space. Give space. Because this is what this person needs right now, is space. Does that make sense, Tigger's Mama? And I'm actually going to hand this over to Demisi, because she seems to be writing away in the chat room here. Tigger's Mama, do you have anything to add to that? And I apologize for the sirens in the background, guys. Sorry.
Just move on, Tigger's Mama. If you've asked this question over and over and over again, you'll get 110 different answers from 110 different people. And all you're doing is confusing yourself. So go into yourself, think and decide for yourself what you want to do. Learn to live without this man. If he wants you, he will come back. If he doesn't want you, then you will find some other way of surviving. Do you understand that, darling? It's tough. Nobody said life was easy. I definitely know that one. Okay, darling? What I want to do is, I'm interested at the moment, Melissa, and Sprinkles, you may want to try and answer this one. Is Alicia has been asking about her gifts, Would you write your first question up again, please, Alicia? Do we need intuition? That's the question she asked. Do we need intuition? And I think that might be a good question for you to answer, please, Sprinkles.
Okay. Do we need it? It is a way that we are being kind of notified, okay? Our instinct. It's a natural born instinct to be intuitive, okay? But if you, one can enhance that, okay, everybody is intuitive. Everybody has an ability to enhance that ability. Okay, so intuition it's in the genes, it's in the DNA because it evolves around the person themselves. Some are stronger than others, some are not. And there's a variety way of means. There's deja vu, that's intuition kind of playing in there, kind of telling you, hey, I've been here before. So, yes, do we need it? Indeed, I believe so. By needing it, we will be in looking more into enhance it and being more aware. Instead of like putting feelers out there and wondering, you know, I guess this instinct that it's not right, but I'm going to go with it. Well, the intuition is of great help, okay, because it's your own feelings, your own energy vibes are going out there. So, yes, the answer to that question is yes, intuition is needed because it does make us aware of certain things and we have the ability to enhance it. Okay, and if you come to spiritualistonline.com, you get involved in the classes there. Many of them are for free. There's open circles, there's free classes, there's also the premium member classes. But this is a place where you can learn just by some of the questions we receive here. It's like secondhand to us because we know it, we teach it. We try to help you learn more about you. So do pay us a visit, and I hope that answered your question.
Thank you, Sprinkles. Yes, actually, Alicia said anything I need to watch out for because I don't know what to do. Most definitely get into those classes, Alicia, spiritualistonline.com, because we don't just teach mediumship development. We teach those things that you have to look out for. We teach grounding. We teach protecting. We teach all of those different tools that you need to use to develop your mediumship, so including the development of self. So it is a mixture of absolutely everything. But there is, like with the law, we also have a class called Spiritual Integrity. Our Spiritual Integrity teacher isn't here in the group right now, unfortunately, but she is an amazing medium and an even more amazing teacher. She was actually my teacher, and she taught me everything. Oh, no, I can't say everything, but a lot of different things. So you will learn the ground rules as well to the development, not just the development, okay? So definitely come in and check it out because, yeah, there is a law to it also. There are certain rules and regulations that we need to take care of. We have a caller coming in right now from Area 928.
Thank you.
Hi there, dear. How are you?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I was just wondering if I've been told I have a lot of spirits around me. If I do, why and what's going on?
Well, let me start that one off here, and then I know that Demisi has something for you too, but you have a lot of spirits around you, and you're trying to find out why. We all have spirits around us, believe it or not. I like to refer to them as my spirit army or my army in spirit. They are those that are, some of them are spirit guides that we've never met in this lifetime as physical beings. Some of those are passed over loved ones that are around with us. We have our angels and our guardians that are around with us, and that oftentimes makes up a lot of spirits around you, if that makes sense. These are our guardians, they're our protectors, they're the ones that, when we're talking about using our intuition, they're the ones that we're talking to, is our guides in spirit. They help us develop that intuition. And I'm also going to ask Demisi to come in and give her take on this also.
Hi.
Hello.
I take it your name's Ellen?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Ellen. I have a tall man here, dark hair, round about 5'11".
Uh-huh.
And I'm seeing a house with trees. Would you understand a house from your childhood where there would have been trees all the way round in a lake, not too far away from it? Because the gentleman is showing me this, and he's telling me that you need to go back to childhood for this. So the man would be on mother's side, I'm feeling, that she and would be an uncle. So your mother would have two brothers, please?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Uh-huh.
I want you to go to the older of the two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have... and I feel that you would have been taken to this place. It wouldn't be where he would live. It would be where you would be taken when you were a child. You may need to go and ask. Have you got somebody you can ask?
Yes. We probably did a lot of things like that.
Yeah, because what they're wanting you to do is they're coming to say hi. They're coming to open your doors. They're coming to come and let you know that they're okay, and they're coming to watch over you, especially this gentleman. He's showing me, did you have a doll's pram that had one of those like boat bottoms? We in the UK call them silver cross prams, but they made miniature ones. A pram. You know, one of those that looks like a boat and you can sit two children in it?
Oh, like a paddle boat?
No, a pram.
A buggy.
Yeah, but an old-fashioned one, round about the 1950s, 1960s pram.
Huh.
Do you remember one of those as a children's dolls pram?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
Because this gentleman is showing me you playing with them and playing. So this gentleman knows you very well. And what he's telling me is, if I'm correct, that this week you have changed your mind about five times over something. You've gone and looked at it and decided that you were going to get it. Then you've decided, no, you're not. And then you've decided, yes, I will. And finally you've decided, no, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, that's probably a lot of things.
Right, because what he's saying to me, and this is a Christmas present that you're buying for a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
That you've decided, yes, that'll be okay, no, it's not. And whether you want to buy it or not buy it for this gentleman. What the gentleman in spirit world is telling me, I'm getting the name Arthur with this gentleman. It may be right, it may be wrong. I don't normally go with names. But he wants to just tell you that whatever you do won't make any difference.
That might be Arnold.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
My
and
father.
Whatever you do won't make any difference. Those are the words the gentleman in the spirit world is giving you. And he's saying, do your thing, because you will never please other people, please yourself. Okay, because you've been going round in circles trying to please everybody, is what he's telling me.
Okay.
And you're getting the knocks and the whatevers because they want you to say hi. Now you can say hi or you can say bye. It's up to you, okay? There's also a lady called Mary coming in now, and she, oh my goodness, if I open the door, my darling, we'll be here for an hour and a half. So I can't be, because we're on the radio. You have so many people in the spirit world. And that's what you're seeing, you're feeling, you're hearing. Because it's time that they want to just say hi. Okay?
Okay.
So,
all right. Thank you very much.
Take care, my darling. Thank you.
Okay.
We have
thank
an...
You.
Yes, you do know to talk to them, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you know how to talk to them?
Yes.
Okay, well then talk to them.
I will.
Because it's important, they want you to talk to them. That's why they're making themselves known to you.
Okay.
And as long as you, it's totally our choice. If you don't want to talk to them, then you can tell them to don't come no more. But I don't suggest that that's a good thing to do.
No, no. I think they just have things that they want to tell me or support me or be there. But, yeah, there is a lot of them. And sometimes...
That's nice, my darling. That's nice for you to have. That's one of the reasons why we want to link. In fact, it's the main reason why they want to link with us and why we need to link with them, is so we can have our own conversations with them. Then we need to come into groups and things to just verify. And again, I've already said it, we can verify by writing it down and then keeping a diary.
Right. Yeah,
but they're showing you as much as they can. They are showing you where you're going and what you're doing. Just a minute and let me see if Peg or Sprinkles has got anything for you. Sprinkles, do you have anything for Ellen?
I forgot exactly what she said, what she wanted to know about.
Well, she's getting a lot of... a lot of feelings of spirit around. And
You know, you have to understand too that energy, the thought process itself is energy. Okay, so when you think on somebody, that energy is picking up. So if you have someone that's passed over, they spirit goes with any energy they can possibly link on. I like to think that they are all around you because they are close to you and they want to watch you and perhaps guide you in their own little way. Have you been having dreams with these as well? Have you been having strange dreams?
No. What happens is like right before I fall asleep, I'll see faces and things like that.
Ah.
No, I don't dream about it, but I see faces and people right before I fall asleep. And sometimes right before I wake up.
Yeah, see that. Yeah, because you're just going into it, but then you shut it down. So, but it works different with a lot of people differently. But again, the spirit it uses energy to make the connection. And I just feel that with them all around you, it is definitely somebody that's close to you. At least that's what I'm sensing just from hearing your voice here, again, because there's this energy that's going around, and that's what we can pick up on. So I'm going to say they're definitely there for a reason, and you would know if it was a good spirit or not a good spirit because your instincts and your intuition, your gut feeling, or just some sort of reaction that your body might be giving you will let you know that as well. Okay, so try to tune in, I would say. Try to tune into those things instead of like just looking at them, you know, ask questions. They probably most likely want to communicate with you daily, but they also will only do it in ways that you can accept. Because if you're not ready to, especially if it's a close loved one, if you're not really ready to see an apparition, they're not going to show it to you. They're going to either come into you in little ways that is okay, that they know will be okay with you, so that you can have some sort of understanding of what is taking place, or they're going to come through your dream, or there's little signs all around. If you see an object and that object brings someone to mind, that may be a spirit. If you see if you see an item, let's say, and it's a child might like it, okay? And if things appear when you're just about falling to sleep, ask for a name. Get information. They will connect with you in one way or another, especially if you're sensing them around you there as well. Okay?
Should I be able to should I be able to hear them or to get a name? How would I get a name? Just hear them saying it or in my mind or?
Yes, you would be able to pick it up. It's like mental telepathy. I do palm readings, right? And inside palm, it tells you who is the psychic and who's not. So if you're interested in finding out how much of a psychic you are, there are signs in your hand. It's the same thing with connecting with spirit in a way. There are signs, and everybody's signs are different. There are some that just hear. They just hear the words, and they can't see it. They don't know. They can't feel it, but they're hearing the words. So each of the senses are different for each of us. Okay, so if right now you're just getting the pictures, that's what you can handle at this time. But if you really want to know more, I cannot, suggest this any higher, but go to thespiritualistonline.com, get in there. They will show you how to connect with them and why they're coming to you. And it's an extensive learning thing that will really enable you to work with things, okay? Not us. We will give as much as we can, but I think they're really quite positive around you. Don't worry about them, but do ask them questions because they will answer you in one way or another. Be open to the answer and how it comes about as well.
Okay, yes. Thank you very much.
Yes, and are you smelling? Are you hearing? Are you seeing?
Yes.
I know you said you're seeing things just before you go to sleep. Well, you can ask them not to show you just before you go to sleep. You can say, please come at a specific time, and you can sit. I teach development on that level, so does Julie Sock. So, and we can teach you how to use all your senses, because not always do spirit come in your dreams. Sometimes they come as they're coming to you, and they can come in many different ways and different forms to make you aware. So that's what they're wanting to do. I have a feeling that you have an anniversary coming up at the moment. You have an anniversary coming up. You've just had one in September of a wedding anniversary in the family, but there's also an anniversary of a passing. Can you understand that?
There's a birthday coming up of two, actually.
Right, okay.
This month. So that's probably maybe what you're...
And they will come for that reason. They will come to remind you that it's their birthday. Because to us, it's a passing. To them, it's a birthday. So they will also come for that reason. They will come when we have a birthday. Because to them, that's a passing. Because when a spirit child comes, when a spirit comes from their world into our world, that's a passing for them, but it's a birth to us. And the same the other way around. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, it sure does.
And yeah. So you can learn more about this for anybody that's listening, if you come and just come and talk to us, and we can help you with these kind of things. Very interesting question.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your help.
As long as you know, if you don't know how to, just give us a call if you don't know how to continue with this, because we can help you with it. Okay, darling?
Okay, thank you so much. You guys are doing wonderful work. Thank you.
Okay, darling. I don't know that we've... right, it's song time. So we've got our next song, please, Mike.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing a bushel of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air,
to go gliding in the one horse lane. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet, jingle up around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet, that's the jingle bell rock.
Mike Spirit FM, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, New Zealand time. And rock your socks off with a little bit of rock and roll. And check out the website at spiritusonline.com for a circle of mediums. Come in and enjoy the fun.
All right, welcome back to the show, lovely song. And we actually have Mike Spirit joining our show right now. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And you, girls?
We're having a blast, that's for
well,
sure. This has been so much fun.
Well, I'm hearing you're having a blast. And sorry to hear about Julie feeling poorly there. But, no, it's a pleasure to have you ladies on.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's great to be here.
Well, while she's here, why didn't you give me a reading?
we have to give you a reading?
That would be very nice.
Interesting, huh? Okay, well, we'll go ahead and get started with that. Let me go ahead and get started, and then I will bump it over to Sprinkles after that. Mike, what I'm shown for you, actually, first thing I'm shown for you is a gentleman. This gentleman was, I would have to say, at the time that he was alive, was pretty comparable to your age, within a few years of his age. Kind of a brother type of a person, not necessarily shown if he was a true brother or someone that you were really, really close to that was like a brother. But this particular gentleman is showing me, I'm not sure why he's showing me this, but you know the term of the golden helmet with the wings? Oh, gosh. The golden helmet with the wings and the gentleman that had the sandals that had the wings on them. His name has completely escaped my mind. I can't remember what it is.
Okay, well, I do recognize a young boy that's passed home to the spirit world quite some time ago, yeah?
Okay, so he's showing me these wings on the feet, basically, I believe is what it is, and they're gold wings on the feet. And he's showing me these sandals for you, these gold wings on your feet sandals for you, and he keeps telling you to use them over and over and over again. Why aren't you using your wings? There's something in particular that you are wanting to take off in at this particular point in your life, but you're still grounded. And he's telling you to move the wings on your feet so that you can go up.
Okay.
If that makes any sense at all. But this gentleman is also, he's very, got a lot of energy. I mean, he almost seems to be bouncing around all the time. Like this kid never stopped. I mean, just a ball of energy. He never stopped. And he literally shows himself bouncing around you all the time.
You know,
we
used to fight all the time as kids. It was quite funny, actually. We used to live next door to each other. And he had two brothers, and I was the only boy. And the three of them used to try and beat me up all the time. So we used to fight all the time.
Okay. So this represents the fiery spirit here, because he's got, I mean, just so much energy. It almost seemed that he was like a fire sign or a little boy Aries sign or something like that. Just a lot. But he's very pushy about using your wings. As far as fighting all of the time, what he's telling me about that is, we were just trying to toughen you up.
Okay.
Which is not necessarily the nicest way to do it. I'm not saying that it is, but that's what he was saying. We were just trying to toughen you up. We thought that you needed to be toughened up. But he's very pushy now in terms of using your wings. Take it off the ground is what it is. You've waited long enough, so take it off the ground. Let it fly is what he's saying. He's not apologizing for beating you up, though. He still is very justified.
Oh, It was more the other way around. They got to get that bit in.
Right. So that is all I have for you, my dear, and I'm going to hand you over to Sprinkles, if that's okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I got a couple of things going on here for you. First of all, I get that you always tend to have the faith that tomorrow is going to bring something better. Okay. It's like you're accepting the day for what it is, but you know tomorrow you'll have something new that you're going to be working with. I also feel that have you received a letter around you that shows some sort of change that has taken place? Because I'm getting a letter and it's indicating a change, and this is a change in the environment that you're around right now. So some sort of change is taking place there. If not, I also see that there's decisions making, because there's two things that are before you, and these two things you're not really sure about. So you have the strength of patience, okay? So you are able to endure and wait things out and really take the time to think things over. So I'm getting that you're kind of like working on this, and you're doing it very, I would say slow, but methodical kind of. In having some decision about two things that are there, two situations. I do feel that you're going to be hearing some very good news coming your way. I also get, again, there's a letter or a message. It could be email, could be snail mail, but somehow this message is getting to you, and there is somebody that wants to help you, and there is also somebody that is going to be bringing you good news regarding business. So that looks very good for you. I do have to say, don't be afraid to get out there and try something brand new, okay? Because you're kind of like, well, you hesitate with it. But there are a lot out there that do have the ability to work with these things and even teach you. So do tend to listen to some of the newest ideas because you're going to be able to work with them. And it's going to be amazing. It really is. And that's in regards to work, okay? Mm-hmm. And also something with the partnership I'm getting here. I don't know if there's two now, but there's a third that's coming along because you've already secured something. So something brand new is taking off with you, and it's just a matter of time. And I'm going to say what I get here as far as time is the 28th. The 28th of something is going to be something to take note of. Okay, so it all in all, I'm going to say it looks really pretty good. Just don't be afraid to try to go a little further than what you normally would. It's like you don't mind moving up the next step, but when you have to go up two or three steps, you get a little nervous there, and then you hesitate on going that far. But be open to it, because I think it's going to do wonders for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Peg, do you have anything for Mike? No, she's not on.
That's okay, Demisi.
Here
did
I
you
am.
Have something? Oh, there she is.
I'm
okay,
here.
Go ahead, Peg. Go ahead, Dad.
I got a card for you, Mike, and the card is creative writing. The angels are encouraging you to possibly look into some creative writing because of the experiences that you've gone through in life, and that it would be helpful for other people too, maybe in their development and learning. And also, it could also be in drawing, through drawing, that maybe you could also express yourself too. So those are things that you might want to check on in. Check it. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Demisi.
Mike, do you want to give me your the number of your month and the day of the month, number of the day of the month that you were born? I'll give you a tree reading, my darling.
Okay, that'd be excellent. It's 13 and
right.
The 6 month, which is June.
13th of June. Okay,
yeah.
That this is taken from the Celtic calendar. And, I can't get the file up now. And June would take you to something like an oak or something like that. I can't get my file up. No, it won't open. I'll have to do you one over the thing. I'm sorry. But
okay.
What I have done is I've pulled you some cards from the... Angel Cards by Diane Cooper, and the first one is laughter. So you fill your life and you fill the world's life with laughter, and each time you laugh, you're making the angels pull the bells and you're sending the energy throughout the world. So the more you laugh, keep going.
Okay.
And then the next one I pulled was the angels are singing. They're singing for you, but you also sing, my darling, so please sing. Sing in your heart and sing while you're doing things, because keep going where you're going, because that's where the angels want you to go.
You know, that's
and
very
then,
relevant. Let me stop you there, because that is very relevant, because tomorrow, right here on Mike Spirit FM on my show, I've been roped in to do a sing-off with me and the other host, Nick Humphrey.
Okay.
And that's tomorrow. So make sure you tune in, girls.
Oh, will do.
I'm going to be blasting out a few tunes of my own.
Good. So then the next one is smile. So because you're singing, because you do what you do, you make the world smile. And when you make the world smile, well, as you know, Mike, it takes goodness knows how many muscles in your face to frown, and it only takes about 10 to make you smile. So you're going to save yourself from getting old if you keep on smiling. And then we have one little thing on the horizon, which is they're trying to remind you that there's something you've got to give yourself forgiveness about. So give yourself forgiveness, as well as passing on that forgiveness that you so readily do to everybody that makes mistakes. Because they're saying keep going the way that you need to go. I'm afraid that's all I've got, because I can't get my stupid file up. So
That's okay. We do
I'll
have somebody else in here if you want. I can bring somebody else in that's quite desperate, actually, to come on. So let me press this button, and I know that... I'm not going to tell you what her name is. She'll tell you herself. It's somebody else.
Hello? Hi?
Did we lose Mike?
No, he's pressed the button. Hello, caller?
Okay, we're trying to get our caller on the show here. We'll just give us a couple of minutes. So we're going to go to song while we get the caller straightened out. We have our last song that we're going to be playing here for the show here, guys. So let's roll our last song here, and then we're going to do our challenge at the end to see who's going to win that reading.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
The Christmas tree is ready, the candles all aglow. But with my baby far away, the good is a mistletoe. begins to make things rain. They hurry when the time is drawing near. It still don't seem like Christmas. Well, my baby's here. Don't fill my sock with candy. An old bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. And then I sign up, give my plea. And I bring my baby back to me. Please, here's a month of this rainy hurry. Well, the time is drawing near. It sure don't seem like Christmas. My baby's here. Oh, but don't blame me. Fill my sock with candy. Oh, bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then you sign up, give my plea. And I bring my baby back to me.
And I bring my baby back to me. And I bring my baby back to me.
Then sign up, give my plea. And I bring my baby back to me.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. the 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, girls, even the best of people can press the wrong button sometimes, can't they?
Yes.
You know, that's what happens sometimes with technology, isn't it? You know, we press a button that's, or maybe we just don't meant to. But anyway, what I was saying, I got another wonderful person who is a wonderful host that would like to speak to you.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, hi, Sarah.
Oh, you know. How are we all doing?
Beautiful, hi. Darling. How are you
doing?
Good.
Really good, really good. I've got a night off, and I was just listening in, to be honest with you, and Michael's on Skype, and he's just called me in, so... Does somebody want to give me a reading?
Ooh, the mediums get to read the mediums today. How nice. Actually, yes, Sarah. I do have something. I am being shown a crown. I'm being shown a beautiful crown on top of your head, and this crown is made of gold, and there's a lot of beautiful amethyst in this crown. To me, amethyst, it shows a couple of things. One, it shows a high level of intuition, but two, it's also, for me, it's a cleanser of negativity. It's a cleanser of poisons, different things in the body that maybe aren't necessarily good for us. And so the reason I believe why I'm shown this crown, and it's a beautiful gold crown, and it comes up at a point on top with and it's just covered with these beautiful amethysts. It's telling me, of course, obviously, we all know how beautifully, brilliantly intuitive you are. But at the same time, this is also a big mode of protection for you at the same time with these stones on there. And what they have added to the crown, which is something that you've already had, is a beautiful star on top. It is almost a clear quartz star, but it's iridescent. It has all of these different beautiful colors in it. And I'm really shown that your gifts and your abilities have been super heightened with the rest of us in the past month or so. But this star seems to build this beautiful sort of pink and white light around you that is absolutely just gorgeous, Sarah. And so your guides and your spirits are definitely with you. They're absolutely surrounding you with unconditional love. And I'm being told that there's been a couple of difficulties here and there for you recently. And there's this one beautiful lady that's looking at me, and she says, tell her not to worry about it, darling. It's okay. Just tell her not to worry about it. So that's what I'm picking up for you, my dear.
Thank you, darling. That's lovely.
Thank you, dear, for letting me share with you.
Nice talking to you, sweetheart. Anybody else there? Hello,
can I give you? Can I give you some Diana Cooper child angel cards?
Yes, please, darling.
Yeah? Okay. I want to give you gratitude. The angels are giving you gratitude for all the work that you do, my darling Sarah. But they also are saying that you live with a lot of gratitude and you spend an awful lot of time saying thank you to people. And they think it's wonderful because it brings so much joy.
Mm.
There's also children around you because the next card is innocence. And so the angels are reminding you that you need to go sometimes into that space where you were when you were little. I know there are children around you, but they also want you to take you yourself into your memories of your childhood. There is a lady wants to come in here. I do believe that she'd either be grandmother or great grandmother, and she'd be on mother's side. Can you understand that?
Yeah.
Very much like you, there is a picture of her that was in a biscuit tin. Would that make sense?
My mum would keep pictures in a biscuit tin, looking like me. I'd say it was on my dad's side more than my nan's side.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. My great nan probably looked like me, yeah.
And she's coming in with a big shaggy dog, so at some point the family must have had a shaggy dog. There would be also pictures of the shaggy dog in the biscuit tin.
There were talks of a dog.
In the biscuit tin, there is also a screwdriver. So your family are the same as I do. You keep a screwdriver in the knife and fork drawer so that when the man in the family comes along and says, where have I put the screwdriver, you've always got one handy.
Yes, I keep lots of things in my knives and forks drawer, Dimitri.
Right, because that's what this lady is telling me. She could show me all your dirty washing, but I've told her I don't want to see it. She's telling me that you've been asking for strength for something. There's somebody in the family who's not very well, so the healing is being sent there. And they're not very well because they're not coping very well with life. It's not that they're ill, it's just that life is kicking them in the teeth very hard at the moment. Mm-hmm. So they're bringing those people, the strength. And I feel there are three people involved in this. Would that make sense?
I don't know about the three people, but I do know the person that you're talking about.
Well, it spreads to three people. So three people are either getting the fallout of the grumps.
Don't know about that at the moment, sweetheart.
Or they're pulling. Well, you know me, Sarah. I always have to give you something that you go for research. And that's the way I like it. So, also, be joyful in your friendships, my darling.
Yeah.
Because they're the strengths that bring you the joy that you need.
Yes.
Your friendships are important to you.
Yeah,
but we need to have an open mind. Because sometimes some people may look like they're friends, but they're not. Because the lady is showing me a curtain across a door. You know those old heavy curtains that they used to have across the doors? And it's as if she would pull the curtain right the way back for her good friends. And she would pull the curtain just a little tiny bit when she wasn't sure. So it's a case of, and that's where the dirty washing comes in, is she doesn't want you to give all straight away. Would that make sense?
I'm very guarded with people around me, to be honest with you, Demise. So,
well, there's somewhere, then it could be that these people, the three that are in the problems, probably need to be reminded that they don't give all.
Okay.
because it's, but it will work out. Somebody will come to you in the next 24 hours and you will find yourself telling them this.
Okay.
Okay, and that's all I've got for you, my darling. Derek wants to say hello, and he wants to say, remember the 24th of February.
Right,
and I don't,
okay.
I don't know why that is. It just, as I'm pulling away, that's what I'm getting. So if that makes sense, then that's fine. If not, well, there we go.
Lovely. Thank you for that, sweetheart.
Sprinkles, Peg, you want to have a go?
Actually, I'm sorry. We have to cut this short. We have about 5 more minutes, and we do have another caller on the line. And we also have to announce the winner, because we do have a winner in the chat room for our free reading here. So I'm sorry, Sarah, to cut you short, but we do have another caller that we need to bring in really quick.
No problem, darling. Nice to be in here, and enjoy your show. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, Sarah.
And thank you, Sarah, for letting me work with you.
And we have Dwight actually calling in. Dwight, are you there?
Hello. I'm here.
Hi, Dwight. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Doing really way better. Thanks to everybody and your family, this great family of yours.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Do you have a question for us today, darling? Because we are almost done with the show here.
Yes. Yes, this doesn't have to do anything about me. I want to ask about a friend. His name is Cordero. I'm actually really concerned about him right now. And,
okay. Go ahead.
I don't know. It's a lot of synchronicities that's going on, you know. I can explain,
right,
but it's only like 4 minutes.
Okay. This is what I'm being shown here for your friend. First of all, we really can't look into other people's lives without their permission. But the thing is, with your friend now, be concerned, of course, and be there for him whenever he needs you. But the thing is that you can't learn his lessons for him also, if that makes sense. So in some cases, we have to kind of step back and let these people, you know, let people learn things in their own time in their own way. And sometimes it's very difficult when it comes to when they're really, really, really into bad things, like too much drinking, you know, drugs, the gang type of thing, all of those things. It's really hard to step back. But the more we push, sometimes the more we wind up pushing them away. So, yes, absolutely. Be there for him whenever you possibly can, but in terms of how he's gonna get through this, I'm sorry, honey, but I just can't tell you. What I can tell you is that he does value what you say very, very much. He values your friendship very much. Just be there for him when he needs you, but don't do for him because you're not helping him that way. Does that make sense, my dear?
A lot. Everything makes sense. That's all I needed. And I'm appreciate, you know, not over crossing boundaries and stuff.
Okay, guys. Okay, thank you so much for calling in. Actually, we are almost done with our show here. So we're going to go ahead. We are going over to spiritualistonline.com right now after the show. We've got a fabulous Christmas party going all week long. Get in there. Register for chat. Register. Get your registrations in. Come in. Join us. We have a healing circle in Spiritualist Online in the open circle room, open to everybody, starting in about 1 or 2 minutes. And I have right here answers to the competition are going to be on our Facebook page here, www.facebook.com/circleofmediums. The winner will be announced and contacted for the reading there. Big thank yous to everybody who came and listened. Thank you very much to Sarah and Mike who called in on the show. Thank you, Peg and Sprinkles and Demisi, for being here with me, and for Julie, unfortunately, who hasn't been feeling good. Let's all send her a lot of love and healing so that she gets better soon. Thank you, everybody, for coming, and have a beautiful day.
Thank you very much.